This is Cross Hope, a daily word of hope and inspiration with Randy Snyder, Senior Minister of Crossview Christian Church. Now, with today's message from Cross Hope, here's Randy Snyder.
Well, over 30 years on the radio, there's one message that stands out as the most requested message I've ever given. Interestingly enough, it's from the James series, the series we're now in on Cross Hope. It's a message about anger from the first chapter. More people requested copies of this message than any other message I've given in going on 32 years on the radio. I want you to listen as we begin with a few comments as to why that is, and then we'll get right into the message. For some reason, more people requested tapes or CDs of the message that I'm going to give today than any other single message. And I made the comment last week, why is that? And I made this observation, we're all the victims of somebody else's anger. Every man, every woman, every young person in this room, we're all victims of somebody else's anger. But don't stop there, we're all victimizers. We have victimized someone else with our anger. And somebody else has been on the receiving end of our anger. And I've noticed this, is that people have total recall, complete 100% recall when it comes to remembering the angry events that they've been on the receiving end of, and then we have amnesia when it comes to remembering what we have done and said to other people. You have amnesia, and so do I. And we have total recall, and so do I, about the things that have happened to us. Carol Tavris wrote a book called Anger, The Misunderstood Emotion. It's an interesting book. I would highly recommend it. She said that one of the assumptions most prevalent in the anger business today is the physical or verbal ventilation of anger is healthy, that suppressed hostility is medically dangerous. She believed that there used to be a widespread belief that if a person can be convinced, allowed, or helped to express his or her feelings, he or she in some way will benefit from it. The belief that to discharge one's feelings is beneficial is also prevalent, she says, among the general public. People are encouraged to get it off their chest, to blow off steam. Just let it out. And she said our society has come to accept that there's some benefit from that. But then she says this, is there really benefit from it? I notice, and she is a psychologist, she said, I notice that the people who are the most prone to give vent to their anger get angrier, not less angry. Would you listen to that again? I noticed that the people who are the most prone to give vent to their anger get angrier, not less angry. I observe a lot of hurt feelings among the recipients of rage. And she said, I can plot the stages of the typical ventilating marital argument. See if you can relate to this. She said, in the typical fight within a marriage or a family, there's a precipitating event. Something happens. Then there's the angry outburst. There's shouted recriminations back and forth. Sometimes there's screaming or crying. Then there's the furious peak, sometimes accompanied by physical assault, exhaustion, sullen apology, or just sullenness. She says the cycle is repeated the next day, the next week, or the next month. What in this is cathartic? Screaming? Throwing a dish? Slamming doors? Do these actions cause the anger to vanish or the angry person to feel better? Not that I can see. Not that I can see. Carol Tavris, in my opinion, simply discovered a principle taught in the Word of God in the book of James, the first chapter, that says simply this, man's anger does not bring about or produce the righteous life that God desires. That's going to be the key thought this week. Man's anger does not bring about or produce the righteous life that God desires. Well, part two of this message on New Year's Eve Day on Cross Hope on Sirius XM 131. God bless you.
You have been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information or to listen to or download a copy of today's message, go to crosshope.org. That web address again is www.crosshope.org. Be sure to tune in each weekday at this same time to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. This program has been a production of Cross Hope Ministries.